You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Jessica Lee Libos, who is community editor of Connect Savannah. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning, Emily.
Also with us is Amy Condon, the editor of Savannah Magazine. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
And there's a lot happening this weekend, as there always is, including a couple of music events starting on Thursday.
Yes, it's finally the return of the Thursday Night Opry at Trinity United Methodist Church. And this is the cool one. The first one of the year is always the singer-songwriter series. And it's all local singer-songwriters this year. And what's really cool is Curtis Shum from the Tybee Social Club, who has a background in Nashville music. He's actually doing a rare performance, as is Derek Dukes, who many of you know as the executive director of the Deep Center. He also has a musical background, and he'll be playing. So these are, you get two little rare performances.
The Renaissance Men of Savannah.
Yes, the Renaissance Men of Savannah.
And there is also even more music on Thursday.
Well, sure, if your tastes tend more to the classical and the American standards, pianist and Armstrong State University professor Benjamin Warsaw is hosting a concert of his own piano music, as well as some traditional music from Europe and American song standards. He also he's invited back his friend and colleague, Alyssa Alvarez, who is an amazing vocalist and has a beautiful voice. So that's going to be a gorgeous concert.
And there's a little something on Thursday for film lovers as well.
Yes, and it's the return of the Telluride Mountain Film on tour. And I think there's like 30 films this year.
Whoa.
That are playing from Thursday to Saturday. What's cool about this film festival is there's sort of a running ethos through all of the films that get chosen for it. It's about cultures worth exploring, environments worth preserving, and conversations worth sustaining. So these films are always meant to spark conversation, to give you something to think about other cultures. So it's really a special event to go to.
And back to music, there's even more music in town on Friday.
The folks at Sulphur Studios have opened up their space for an all-ages punk show. It is going to be loud. It is going to be amazing. It's Greta O and the Toxic Shock. She is fantastic, if you've ever seen her. And the Lipschitz and those gorgeous Mavrogeorgeses, also known as Twisty Cats, playing. And again, all ages. And it is a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood.
And Amy, on Saturday, there's also a gathering happening downtown.
Yes, there's a Savannah Women Solidarity Gathering in Wright Square. You know, there's been a lot of reports of the large gathering that will be in Washington, D.C. on the Mall. There's more than 200, 300 solidarity gatherings happening all around the country, and Savannah's going to have their own noon in Wright Square.
And then finally, on Saturday night, there's a really kind of different sort of fundraiser happening.
Yes, you know, the Savannah Center for Blind and Low Vision, which helps out all kinds of people within the community, is hosting a silent auction and dinner, but it's called Dining in the Dark. So there will be no lights, no cell phones, nothing, no reading menus, a completely different kind of sensory experience. And it's a three-course meal that will be served by volunteers from the police department, who will be wearing their night vision goggles to serve everyone and to give everyone a little bit of appreciation what it's like to live without sight. And it is a fundraiser that helps so many amazing programs that they give to people at no cost.
Well, Jessica Lee Libos, the community editor of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
And Amy Condon, editor of Savannah Magazine, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. So glad to be here.